Very much, and good morning once again to everybody. It's a pleasure to see you all here. And just to start off, I would like to build on what exactly was said by the keynote speaker, that as it was mentioned earlier, more than 60% of all freshwater worldwide is shared by two or more countries. And that's why cooperating on such water is so crucial. And that's also why transboundary cooperation was included in the Sustainable Development Goals, and a specific indicator was created to measure progress. And we've been impressed by the fact that more than 80% of countries, including many of you here, have actually reported on the progress of transboundary water cooperation in the last reporting cycle in 2020. And now I'm also happy to inform that we are currently in the third reporting cycle, and we have already received 127 replies, including today even from Indonesia. However, the replies really show that we are not on track, because only 24 countries so far meet the SDG target 6.5. So we really must accelerate progress to ensure that all waters have exactly those cooperation
recording
arrangements
in
place, which previous speaker spoke about. Out of those 24 countries, 19 are parties to the Water Convention. And for those of you who do not know it, so the Water Convention, or Convention on the Protection and Use of Transboundary Watercourses and International Lakes, is really a unique, now global legal and intergovernmental framework and platform for transboundary cooperation, which supports countries to develop agreements and to manage them sustainably, including under climate change conditions. And more than 130 countries take part in meetings and activities, also many non-parties, as we can see here today. The Water Convention exactly helps to provide stability for investments by setting the rules of the game, by enshrining the main principles of international water law, namely the principle of prevention of transboundary impacts, the principle of equitable and reasonable utilization, and the principle of cooperation, so that countries should cooperate by developing transboundary agreements and setting up joint bodies and basin organizations, several of which are here today and will speak later in the workshop. The Water Convention has currently 52 parties, and even this year there was a huge momentum with five more countries joining, namely Nigeria, Iraq, Namibia, Panama, and the Gambia, and many other countries which are in the process of accession, more than 20 of them, including some very close, such as Côte d'Ivoire and Sierra Leone. And the Water Convention mainly works through its program of work, so helps countries to address several of the challenges mentioned earlier today, such as how to share data, how to manage water in an intersectoral way, and how to finance transboundary cooperation, which is program area 5, which we are focusing on here today. And in those different areas, activities are implemented at global level through workshops like we have here, exchange of experience, development of publication, guidance material, but also capacity building activities at regional and basin level, and pilot projects or projects on the ground, some of which you can see here on the map, having been implemented in the last years. And they vary from global network of basin working on climate change to specific basin projects. Now, over the last 5-6 years, more and more the financing challenge was recognized as being a major one for transboundary cooperation. And first, in the climate change program area, together with some partners present here, like the World Bank or African Development Bank and EIB, we have then started to organize trainings on how to prepare bankable projects for climate change adaptation in transboundary basins. And this has then led to bringing this to the main agenda of the Water Convention with the high-level workshop mentioned already earlier in 2018, back-to-back with the meeting of the parties. And then a full new program area was included in the program of work of the Water Convention, and number 5. The following years, different sessions and awareness building activities have been organized, followed by the first virtual global workshop in 2020, the publication mentioned earlier on, and a summary version of the publication presented at the UN Water Conference. And now we're here at the second global workshop. And this whole program area from the Secretariat side is led by Diane Guerrier, and I hand over now to her for the next part of the presentation and also some practical announcements.